Blog Talk Radio.
Can call me.
praise God. That was Sister Ada from the continent of Africa with I Testify. We testify the goodness of God. He is so great, awesome, and wonderful, extraordinary. Words in our dictionary really cannot explain all of God and his goodness and his righteousness and justice. And we bless his holy day more today. This is Pastor Katisa, your hostess of Seeds of the Word, Biblical Coaching. Amen. Part of the Seeds of Harvest. Amen. Ministry. We thank God for you, and we bless God. We just want to drop some seeds of the word in your spirit today. Before we go forward, we are going to have prayer, and we'll go right into what God is encouraging us on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you honor. Lord, we thank you. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. God, we bless your holy name. And say hallelujah, which is the highest praise. God, you give us strength. God, you give us energy. God, you even give us our faith and increase our faith. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. We bless your holy name on today. Thank you for leading and guiding us. Our footsteps are ordered by you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for open doors, and even thank you for closed doors, because we know that they are both from you, and your guidance is full of wisdom. And to you be the glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and praise God. Amen and praise God. Amen. Today, just going to cover over what you already know. Amen. And we're going to just briefly just encourage you about faith. Topic is you got faith. You got faith. You have faith. We know faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews 11:1. We know that faith can move mountains, amen? We know that faith is rewarded by God. He says that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him, amen? And that is by faith. It has to be all by faith. And so we know that God does just that, amen? And our faith, when we trust in him, and it's faith is miraculous, I believe, because we have to be led. The Bible says, Jesus says that the Father is the one who draws people to him, to Jesus Christ, the faith in him. And it is our faith that is credit to us as righteousness. It says Abraham believed God, and he had the credit to him as the righteousness. And so it's by faith that we believe. So no one can boast. It's not by the things we do, the works or anything like that, but it is by just believing. Now, we believe, but there's something when we have believed, we have faith, that our actions follow. James, the book of James, has exhorted us in his teaching us and that about our faith, that he says this. He says in James 2:18, but someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. See, faith is something that you have already in your heart, and then the deeds follow. It's not that your deeds alone, your actions alone, are going to be claimed to you as righteousness, because you may just be doing something just because you think that the more you do, or the more that that you can establish, or something, you know, like going to church or having your church on the your name on the membership roll of a church, or you know, just doing. Volunteering, but not really having the faith in Christ, not really trusting in Christ for your salvation. Now, we are, amen, the people of God. We are God's children. When we do this, when we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth Jesus Christ is Lord, amen, then we are God's children. We have believed by faith. No longer trusting in the things that we do. No longer trusting in the works of the law, okay, or, you know, keeping the commandments. but we are having faith in God. So when I turn in the scripture so much about faith in the scripture, you begin to turn and you begin to search out and, you know, you look in, for instance, in the book of Romans that tells us how righteousness is our righteousness through faith. It says in Romans chapter 3, verse 22, the righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Verse 24, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Amen. 25, God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. To be received by faith. And when we have this faith, he says in verse 25 also, so he did this to demonstrate his righteousness because his forbearance, for he left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. But the way that we are justified, the way that we are recognized, we stand before God, is going to be by faith. Now, faith is followed indeed by what we do and what we say, especially by what we do. If we believe and we have faith in God, then what we what follows is that just like with Abraham, he had faith, and God said, sacrifice Isaac. And you know Abraham was going to do that thing because while he believed in God, he believed in Isaac. He said through Isaac is how all the nations are going to be blessed. That's how your seed is going to be reckoned. That he is the line through Jesus is going to come. So he had faith that even if God wanted him to take Isaac and sacrifice him, that God could raise Isaac from the dead. And so it says that, yes, Abraham justified by faith. So the promises that we have from God are by faith. And what follows our faith is what we do. And so we are doing what we are persevering in is love of God, love of others by spreading the gospel. We spread the gospel, that's by faith. Because we believe that souls that don't have Jesus Christ are on the way to be eternally separated from God in hell. And that's why we have such great intensity here at the season of harvest, that you as laborers go out, be workers, be diligent. Put your hand to the plow and don't look back, because there are souls right now that need your word from the Lord. They need your watering. And it's God who will make them grow into the believer in him and have the faith. Amen. So that we have the faith of a mustard seed. Jesus said so much that we would be able to do if we speak to him out. But if we got to have love in it, and so we are spreading the love of God by our deeds. We're going to show our actions. Our deeds are going to show our faith. Amen. Bless God for you. This is one of those things we call when you go back over lessons we already know. Amen. Be blessed. Join us this Saturday for Uplifting of the Youth. Amen. Go with God. This is Pastor Kathisa. The Lord bless you.